Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Summer Sessions, episode 62, man. The gang's all here. I would say I apologize for not having two episodes a week, but I really don't. The niggas be having is I don't want to give y'all half-assed episodes if we don't have a whole crew on it, which I could do that, but I don't want to do that. So y'all just gonna have to deal. This is a free episode. This will not be on the Patreon. This is for the free feed since last week was a Patreon episode. But you know to follow us at Barbara Scott, at Pappy World, at I'm underscore Velvet Jones, at Flows and Dolini. You can follow the Barbara's Chut Network at Barbara's Chut Net on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe, patreon.com/ Barbara's Chut Network. And we all here, man. What's going on? Everybody, what's going on there out there in California, a place I wish I was at right now?
Shit.
The streets is open.
Yes, as it should be. 1% game. 1% positivity rate gang over here.
We outside.
Outside. Pav, you had a album release night. That's what you want to call it.
Yeah, I'm also having like a Damon Year invite. I'm having a slight kickback Saturday.
Oh, you would have one when I'm not in town.
Yeah. From like 4 to like 9.
Asshole. Okay.
It's like, what you mean?
Nigga, what told you to leave, when
I... You like how we say 4 to 9? That shit ain't internet 9. We know that. I'm gonna pull up at like 8.
Yeah, that means y'all gonna be at to like 3 if that nigga pulling up at 8.
Right, I'm pulling up with bottles like, nigga, we starting this shit over. Like,
change my flight. Change my flight, nigga. I'm be at LAX tomorrow.
Yeah, I got T putting the word out. I told my little cousin bring some of her homegirls, and I put the word out. I'm trying to have like maximum 10 people.
Bruce Wayne don't bring that many people to Wayne Manor though.
Exactly. Maximum 10 people.
You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta make sure they don't, you know what I'm saying? You gotta meet capacity. But
yeah, 10 people, that's it.
Yeah, man. What's the reception been on the album? So well, by the way, y'all see the numbers. All I know.
It was like 120,000. What?
I'm just gonna say what my man Bodie said on the wire. The game is rigged, ladies and gentlemen. I know exactly how record sales go down now.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying about that.
But I mean, it's
single, ain't it?
It's both of them.
Pretty
both
much.
The singles.
Yeah, it's both of them. Yeah.
Exactly. It's both the singles. But the singles, Letters from Ashes got like over 80,000. Soft List is about to be at 40,000. But now it seems like everybody has different favorite songs, which is cool. Like depending on who you talk to, they might like a different nigga. What?
Bro, welcome to Long Beach.
You know, if y'all hear some crazy ass sound, it's Long Beach.
Welcome to Long Beach, California.
Always some shit.
Always.
Depending on who you talk to, they have different favorite songs. So it's been cool. Reception's been cool.
That's what's up, man.
Like I told you, my girl, her favorite ones was San Diego and was it Wine in the Bubble Bath?
I feel like all the classy women like Wine in the Bubble Bath.
All the classy women. What the hell is the classic one?
Classy.
Oh, classy. Okay, like Wine classy in the is bath. A problematic word in 2020.
Fat ass ears, nigga.
Fuck you. I thought you said
classy.
My shit, someone, do you favor? That's my shit.
Yeah, that
some
one
women
is
a, feel like some women feel like if you call women classy, you them like the pick me's and shit. According to Twitter,
fuck out of here. Anyway, fuck out of here. Anyway, Do You Favors is the record.
We're gonna get more into that bag in a minute. I'm gonna let you finish what you're talking about.
Do You Favors is the record. Actually, AudioMac like retweeted it, not retweeted, but like reshared it on their site. It was Do You Favors.
That was the one that they fuck with.
Yeah, that they reshared. So that's like the most played record on AudioMac. That's not the singles.
Yeah, no, that shit fire.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
My favorite has been my favorite since I heard it, and that's No Seatbelts. That's that hook is cold. I love that beat. Batcave is my shit. Wine and Bubble Bath, Pav got washed. But it's a great record. It's a great, I'm glad people like it, man. I just at the point now was like, I'm about to get excited about releases. You know what I'm saying? Now me and Pav kind of just like niggas out now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, right. It's in the atmosphere now, so I can't really do anything about it. Like, I just
speak
you know,
for yourself, nigga. I still get excited. Speak for yourself.
Okay, well, I'm glad you different do. Level. I'm glad that somebody is not jaded.
Like, so I'll say this about Pav shit, and I'm sure a lot of people on the timeline will say it. Like, your shit done got better every album to where like a lot of people, like I know me, like I could play your release, your albums, and I'll let that shit rock the whole time with no problem. Like I won't skip nothing. And it's not because it's you. It's because that shit is...
Yeah, it's just legitimately good. I tell you, it's trash.
Good. I always try to make sure that, like, one, they're not too long. Like, even though it's 10 songs, it's 27 minutes. So it's like, nigga, you can play
it. It's a nice little listen. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if you put it on in a car, like, you'll probably be done driving by the time you get to where you're going.
And it's like, and then you'll be like, oh, damn, I done listened to the whole shit? Okay.
Yeah. And if you on a long drive, you can run that joint on repeat.
Yeah. So, but thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it. I always try to, you know, get better and come with new stories.
Yeah, because I was surprised when Kristen started listening to it, and she just randomly started messaging me about the song that she liked on it, because she don't be on that shit. But I don't know how she feel that you dropped some shit, because I don't tell her shit. But she was like, "Oh yeah, this shit fire." Oh.
Tell her I said thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
He's like, "Where y'all took that picture at?" I'm like, "That was Pappy House." That's whose house look like. I'm like, yeah, I know. If you know Pappy, then this makes this nigga got a waiting room over. This nigga got a doctor's office waiting room.
It makes 100%.
Right, exactly.
It's not a waiting room, bro.
That's a waiting room, nigga.
This is not a waiting room. This is just my office and where I usually watch basketball.
They sitting there like,
you got a basketball room, nigga?
Yeah, that's why I usually watch basketball. Like, I don't really watch nothing in my living room. I really don't use it. My living room
got an 80-inch TV in there just for that.
I really don't even watch it for the most part. I watch it maybe one time a week.
Leave them dead in the living room. That shit was so ass. Yeah.
They sitting there like, oh, I guess I'm next on the vagina.
Sick, gotta wait.
See you in 15 minutes.
I'm crying.
But I'm glad that Pav actually still. I'm like jaded to the shit. I'm like, it's out. I kind of feel like that's how I feel about most stuff when it's out. It's like, okay, it's out. What can we work on next? Yeah, I feel like the excitement to me is working on it because nobody's heard it yet. Even when doing podcasts and stuff, it's like I like this when we recording it. Once it's out, it's out. I'm already thinking about the next thing. But I'm glad that you can enjoy it.
I mean, I'm that way with podcast. I just do so many. So it's like, I don't even like my podcast. A lot of times I don't even, but
I don't be knowing what I'm saying. People be tweeting me stuff. I'm like,
I said that. I'm like, oh, shit. All right.
On this one, niggas be coming with hella quotes. And I'm like, I got to listen to it again. Cause I don't know.
Yeah. What I was like, nigga, I don't remember. Oh, they're like, way, Scott, what's
drunk,
wrong with
nigga.
You?
That's why.
By the way,
that
last one was goddamn hilarious, bro. I listened to that shit multiple times. That shit was fucking funny.
And it was like, everybody was, it was hitting up like, why y'all got bleeps on behind the paywall? I'm like, nah, nigga. Me and Joe was sitting in that sitting listening to it, bro. And we was like, no, we can't put this on here. G. Like, it was bad. No. Like, y'all should be lucky we let some of the stuff we let rock. Because there was a conversation about that stuff. You know what I'm saying? About whether we was going to let that rock. But, yeah, man, I'm glad people enjoy it. So, yeah, keep streaming the album for us, man. But I just wanted to quickly pivot back to what... Pat, what qualifies as a classy woman?
Oh shit! See.
Now you're getting close to being
problematic. Exactly. See.
Let's get back into it.
To each his own.
Okay, what to I you? Think, what's to you?
What's a classic woman to me? Somebody who's well kept. Somebody who's well kept mentally and physically.
Okay.
What does being well kept mentally mean?
You take care of yourself mentally. A lot of people don't take care of themselves. A lot of people aren't nice to themselves mentally.
A lot of people, yeah, that's true. This is very true. I try to
exactly, nigga.
He got his media game up. Okay.
Nigga.
Media piece.
Yes. Well kept mentally and physically.
I got you. That was a good one. That was a real good one. I thought you were going to like not being a whore is number one.
Nah. No, because because again, like the word classy is a very broad word. So it means different things to different people.
Most women who call themselves classy are stuck up.
They're AKAs.
Wow. Let's get into it.
can we talk about back. Black sororities? We all know they're the bougie ones.
Yeah, the bougie
it's
ones.
It's the AKA pink, right? That's pink, right?
That's the pink and green ones. They're the bougie ones, light skin ones.
My grandma was definitely an AKA. She's light skinned. Definitely AKA.
Everyone's like, I can never.
Yeah.
That video? You seen that video? They talk
all that shit, and then they got a nigga in dread driving their car.
Crying. Wow. Right. Exactly. Coming back from a shift to Forest City.
Hilarious.
Anyway.
I
dated a sorority girl. Never again. That shit's corny. I'm sorry. All that Greek shit's corny to me.
Yeah, I remember I told my dad like that shit was gay.
Let hold on now, brother. I may bleep this too.
Yeah, I'm shutting up.
What? No. All that shit's corny.
Oh, is it corny? Absolutely.
It's 100% corny.
Why am I going to be sticking my tongue out and being like stumped on and pissed on to join a gang? I can just be a GD and have niggas shoot for me.
And not wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Them niggas sucking eggs out of niggas mouth to be an Omega. Like, no, I'm cool. I'm not trying to do all that shit just so I can bark around and to atomic like, dog. No,
but you have to remember also you are also though in a fraternity yourself. You're part of the military.
That is true.
That in itself is a fraternity. You know what
that
I'm
is true.
Because I know that every one of my partners who, especially the Marine Corps, every one of the niggas who
Marine Corps is a different breed.
I know. Oh, I know.
They a different breed.
Like, you all call them the crayon eating niggas.
I
can tell. I mean, I can tell. They can tell who's been in the military. And like when they see, I don't know how they do it. I can't tell. They be like, oh yeah, what's going on? They be, whatever, what is it?
They be like, what's up, devil dog? It's like, nigga.
I'm still laughing,
bro.
Pat, what'd your dad say?
So we was at like a family reunion. This was in like 2000 and I had to be like 16 years old. And like they was talking because my dad is a Kappa. Kappa. And I was like, man, I heard in frat house they be doing like gay stuff. He was like, not in my frat house, not in my frat house. We ain't do that in my frat house, not in my frat. I'm like, all right, nigga, calm down, bro. My
right. Nigga got real defensive.
My bad, bro. All right. Because I think my dad.
It was some people, but it wasn't his.
Right.
I think my dad
doing the elephant walk.
Not my frat house. We was men.
I think my dad is a frat. I think my dad is a Kappa, my uncle was a Kappa, and then my dad's sister, my auntie, her husband is a Q, I think.
Yeah, that's that Shaq shit, Omega.
Q some wild niggas. They be in the party biting butts.
And barking.
Yeah, them niggas be tripping. I remember I was in college one time, this girl was like, yeah, this nigga just bit me on the ass in the party, and it was these Q niggas.
Nigga, I went to a club in Biloxi, and we was sitting there drinking and shit. And then all of a sudden, they played Atomic Dog, like 15 niggas. I said, "Nigga, y'all all right?" And they walked around the whole motherfucking club doing that shit, clapping. You know, they do that clap under their leg.
And Shaq not even a real cute. That nigga got he's an honorary. Niggas was not hazing Shaquille O'Neal, bro.
I believe it. That nigga honorary everything.
Yeah, exactly. Honorary police officer.
That nigga just walk up like, nigga, I'm 7'2", 320. Sign me up.
Right, I'm Shaq. Who gonna tell me no?
Being an honorary cop is some real op shit, bro.
But Joe, what you were saying about the Marines, like, they take that shit like dead serious. Cause they be saying shit like an ex-Marine is a dead Marine, like, They rep that shit till they die. Like,
yeah.
Air Force niggas, we be like, fuck that, nigga, I'm out. I'm a civilian again. Them Marines, because I work with like, I want to say like 5 or 6 ex-Marines. And every day they'll come in and they'll greet each other, like, sup, devil dog? I'm like, nigga, y'all like 6. Y'all been out for like 25 years. Give that shit up. Sup, devil dog?
I just remember when I went to Camp Pendleton with my homie Steve, and they were in the commissary, and niggas was just looking at me like, and I was in shape. This wasn't me, fat me. This was swole me. And them niggas knew. I had a fade just because I already had a fade, but they knew this nigga ain't a Marine. They were looking at me like,
why are you here?
Basically, I was like, I don't want to be here no more. Mm-hmm. I thought Scott was there.
I don't remember what was going on.
We were barbecuing at Steve's house.
Now you talking about when we went to the store?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember being there. I don't remember anybody like looking at.
Like, yeah, I don't remember nobody looking like angry. I don't know.
Just look angry continually. But Steve decided that, "What's up, Sergeant?" And he was like, "What's going on, David Dog?" I'm like, "Okay."
Devil over.
Yeah, I remember calling someone an ex-Marine when I used to work at Best Buy. He's like, no, we Marines. I'm like, okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah, right. Like, cool. They don't fuck around with that shit. They dead ass serious with that shit. And it's funny because, like, every other branch ain't like that. It's just the Marines, like, they different. They just a different breed. Like,
it's the fact that, like, they try to indoctrinate them when they get into the Marine Corps. Like, it's tough. Seems like every recruit training for every branch is tough, but the Marines is the guy, they want to kill your spirit.
Yeah. Like for the Air Force, they're like, okay, like, you're in the military, but once you do your 4 years or whatever, you know, if you want to get out, you can get out.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to be, like, pressed for you to stay and do your whole 20. They're like, come in the Air Force, you know, learn a trade, go to school, do whatever, and then once it's done, you can get out. And if you want to stay in, you can stay in. Marines, it's like, nigga, you in here for life. Like, it's like some gang shit.
It's like a gang, right? That's the way it is.
I've never had any desire to join any type of group. So
yeah, me neither. Me neither, bro. Like I said, if that's what y'all want to do, that's to do what y'all want to do, bro.
The thing is like, I was going to go to OCS for the Marine Corps. And then I thought to myself, no. I don't want to. That's not my thing. But it was, at first, for me, it was just to, like, to find my place in life, I felt. I thought to myself, do I really want to go to war for that? No.
No, I'm not going to war.
I want to live. You know what I'm saying?
And so, absolutely not.
And with fraternities, it just was never my thing. You know what I mean? I'm not going through that. You know, for sure, it's a brotherhood. I know some of them do good things, but why do I have to go through that to be a friend, nigga?
Joe, we do this podcast every week, and you always have your phone on the table.
Brother.
We can hear that shit. Put the goddamn phone on the fucking bed.
I have a busy life, brother.
Okay, anyway. Moving right along. We got to get into some somber news here. Since the last time we recorded, RIP Black Rob.
Whoa.
RIP Shock G. RIP. Look, man, I tried to keep that moving. This nigga just had to
say, whoa. All
right, we're not doing this again. Let's move forward. Nope. I'm not spending 30 minutes. I spent 30 minutes editing the wall. We're not doing that. RIP Black Rob. RIP Shock G. And very tragic news, man. Terrence Clark from University of Kansas.
Kentucky.
My bad. Kentucky. He died in a car accident in L.A. Brandon Boston is okay, though. He's cool. He's okay.
Oh, he is?
Okay. Yeah, he survived. He was driving behind Terrence Clark. But Terrence Clark was expected to go in the NBA draft. He just signed to Clutch a couple days ago.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's bad right there, because he was talented. I ain't gonna say he's about to be that next
talk about Joe, but
he was solid. But damn, like, that's bad. Anytime of like a little young nigga like that die, like, it's still kind of fucked up.
Yeah, because he had his whole life in front of him. Oh, yeah, like, he's literally man. Getting ready, like, he was 19.
Yeah, as we get older, we realize like how young niggas really are to lose a life. Like, if you like 19, you haven't started shit.
Yeah.
You ain't had shit started in your life, and it's just for it to be gone off that, like, that's
I mean, even if you look at, like, you know, other stuff, like, I've lived seven, eight years older than Pac and Biggie. Like, they died at like 24, 25 years old.
And niggas follow Pac words. I'm like, that nigga was 25.
Jim. Yeah, that's the crazy
that
thing.
Nigga like, Brian with what Pac old. Say to this day. Niggas 52 that nigga, years old.
That nigga, Tupac was an activist.
He didn't like, what do you really know at 25, bro?
Nothing.
I mean, you, I mean, shit, what do you ever know? It really, but like, what do you really
know? That's a good point, but you really don't know nothing at 25.
Yeah, like you definitely especially don't have 25.
Now take the ignorance of being a 25-year-old and then take the ignorance of a 25-year-old who's got all this money, who's been shot twice, who was the son of a Black Panther, who started a whole fucking coastal war. Like, it's a lot.
Who probably had legit mental issues.
Yeah, he probably did. Yeah, you know, who was in jail for a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot of stuff. So, it just, you know, Pat, I think he tweeted about it, like, say about, like, hip-hop, you know, growing old. Not as fact, not in the, old in the sense of, you know, this music ain't for us no more, but just as old as we seeing, yeah, like, all the pioneers die, bro. Like, it's three people in 2 weeks now. Like you know, with DMX.
Well, rap was technically founded in, what, 1971? If I'm not mistaken.
No, like 76, 77, like
no, that. Now I'm talking about, but like no, people say it was founded when what was it? Cool Herc did that party in the Bronx, I think it was.
Yeah, that was like 72 or something like that.
Yeah, like that people like marked that as like that's like the day hip hop started.
That's when it started.
Yeah, but okay. That was 1971. What, that's what, 50 years ago?
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Yeah, like it's act like that's yeah,
like
that's
not really, even 50, just almost 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's like basically 50 years ago. So I mean, people growing old, yo. Like,
so like it was crazy. Like when you say that, it's like our aunties, our uncles, cousins, us. We came up listening to that. Like maybe not the Kool Herc and all that Rakim shit, but when it first hit us was like for us 90s.
Yeah, late 90s.
When we see all the niggas from the 90s pass, that's when it really hit. You're like, damn, like if Kool, like, I don't want to be mean, but if like Kool Herc and one of them niggas died, like, okay, them niggas is old. Like, I ain't listen to them niggas, but like when we see Black Rob or especially like DMX, you're like, damn.
Yeah,
like,
DMX is one of the first rap superstars I can remember. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So. That and Black Rob, like I don't, you know, Black Rob had one of the biggest. I used to love, well, I still love one of his day, but like when it first came out, that was like one of my favorite fucking songs.
It was an
man.
Anthem.
Like,
it was
a greatly
anthem.
Written song, by the way. It's a greatly written song.
To write a song like that,
that's a
to
greatly
have the word
song.
Whoa, and have it make sense.
Written song.
And what's cool is like they got that off of Juvenile, basically. When Juvenile made, huh?
Low key.
They really got it off Juvenile.
Low key. By the way, can we talk about how Ha is one of the greatest rap songs of all time?
I'm here for it.
That's one of the greatest rap songs of all time.
And one of the greatest rap videos ever.
Yes, and Juvenile's flow on Ha will never be duplicated. I, to this day, don't know how that man rapped on that BG. Like, I don't know what cadence that is. I have no, that's one of the most incredible flows of all time.
You a baby chaser, got the blind going by, that's my shit. And then Ho came and destroyed that song.
See, that's the worst Ho verse.
Himself.
You stuck inside. You got to peep the remix.
One of the worst verses I ever heard in my life.
But like
you know, you got to do the remix.
But like when I first heard Ha, I remember me and my homie, like it came on Rap City, and me and my boy looked at the TV in dead silence the whole song. Like,
it's like, what the fuck am I looking at?
What the fuck is this? This shit is crazy. We got to play it again. Like, we got to find a way to listen to this song again because we couldn't go on the internet.
Yeah, it wasn't
like
internet.
We just had to wait for them to play it again.
Yeah.
I remember the days we had to wait for your favorite video to come on. Like, I used to try to time my exit from grammar school to get home in time to watch the Dipset anthem on Rap City because it never made it on 106 and Park.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to watch it on Rap City. And I will only get home like the last 15 minutes of Rap City.
Right, like you knew the songs, like you knew the song that you liked that wasn't ever gonna touch 106.
Right.
So you're right. Like, I gotta wait for the basement because that's the only chance I got to hear these songs.
Right, and then it's like the bigger songs will come on towards the end of Rap City, like you know, like obviously like the Rap City Hall of Fame. I'll probably have to say it had to be Dipset Anthem, Wangsta. Before I got high, that joint with Styles P.
Oh yes, bro.
They play that joint all the time. Facts.
You know the other one I want to say Shine, Bad Boys.
Shine, yes. Never Scared remix. They used to stay playing that one, bro. Well, with Cam on there and T.I.
Cam, Jadakiss.
Yep. I'm trying to think. Well, see, there's different eras of Rap City. You
tell who had the best verse on that song on Never Scared remix?
On Never Scared?
Remix? Never Scared remix?
I'm always a fan of Jadakiss. Like, Jada will never do me wrong if we go to one verse. If you gotta have Jada for one verse, Jada.
Well, so we talking about remix, not the original, right?
Yeah, just remix.
Yeah, the remix.
Okay, because T.I. smoked the original. But
Yes.
The remix, you know, I got to roll with Killer. I'm rolling with Killer all day.
You can think what you want until I blow the back of your brains out. Let's see if you can think with your front. Yeah, Jada just ripped that.
Yeah, Jada was hard. I miss rap.
Cam took off, though.
Cam definitely took off.
Hey, you know what song Cam really took off was that OJ the Juice Man. Make the trap say.
Rapped on there?
Yeah, he had a remix on there.
I had never heard that. That must be after I stopped listening to Cam.
Make the trap say, I never heard that. Cam snapped on that shit.
Once Cam started rapping with Votto, I tuned out.
It's him, Cam, and Gucci on there.
Yeah, I never heard that. Once Cam started rapping with Votto, I was like, all right.
I remember when I accepted Make the Trap Say A into my life. It was over spring break 2009 because it dropped and I really wasn't rocking it. And then,
hilarious.
And because I would go to sleep to the radio every night and they would play that shit on the radio. There was a period of time they played that and Gucci Bandana, like damn near back to back on the radio every single night. Gucci, and I was like, all right, gee, this shit decent. I came back after spring break senior year, like, yo, this shit hard, bro. Make the Trap
Say A. Hey, Scott, you on another one? It was like a more of a mixtape one, but Crown Me, it was T.I., Joel Santana.
Oh, that's my joint. Nigga. Yeah, that's my joint. That was on Down With The King.
Yeah.
That was on Down With The King mixtape.
Every single one of them niggas went off on that shit.
And even if you look at that, we look at T.I. as a clown now. T.I.
got a 20-year fire career.
I don't look at T.I. as a clown. T.I. just
T.I.
Like,
yes.
He's a smart, dumb nigga, like we talked about last week.
Exactly.
He's been a smart, dumb nigga for all time. He's a smart, dumb nigga.
That nigga went to jail and came out like the nigga on In Living Color, using all them big words.
But like, if y'all get a chance, y'all gotta watch Cam on Drink Champ, bro. It's a long ass interview, but it's hilarious.
It's long,
like 3 hours. That nigga on there like talking about him running the Lawrence Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne got mad, they called him Leary.
So tell me why he was beefing with Jay, because I think he went over there.
He said it was beefing with Jay. He said it wasn't even Jay's fault. He said it was Dame. He said because Dame was like, oh, we gonna make Cam the vice president of The Rock, and we gonna make Beanie Siegel vice president of The Rock. And so Cam like, nigga, I was just trying to get approved for videos, nigga. I wasn't trying to be, you know, fucking president. He said Jay came into the office like, nigga, I'm coming back from San Tropez, you naming niggas in charge of my company. He said, I tell Jay like, nigga, I don't want to be president. He said, nobody even asked me. So he told Jay to get on Welcome to New York City. And so Jay came down there at Baseline, did his verse. And he said, all right, I'll be right back. And nigga left. He said, I dead ass never seen that nigga again. So three years ago.
Never saw the nigga again.
And then he said, I don't even know why we was beefing, bro. He said, it was just stupid stuff. Like, he said, I look up to Jay and Nas. So when they like say anything about me, I got mad. He said, Jay, my man. Now he said, we was on a Zoom this morning. We said at the time, he said, I'm hot. So I don't like nobody talking about me. So I started talking about this nigga Abe. He's like, you know, we went a little wild on Nas. When they're talking about take your daughter, R. Kelly, your face.
Oh, I forgot about that shit.
Yeah, and so like he was just like,
what did Jim Jones say on I Really Mean It? He said,
I ain't gonna say your name because that's mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Explicit homophobic slur.
By the way, I ain't gonna say your name because it's mine. By the way, that take your daughter, R. Kelly, her face is even more
ridiculous.
In retrospect, that shit is even wilder, dog.
No, but he said,
bro, what did they say about Nas? He said, leave condoms on your baby seat.
He said, me and the boy AI got more in common. Get it? More in common.
Yeah.
And so he was like, but he said, this nigga Cam said, Source asked him. He was like, nigga, I ain't no vice president. Benny Siegel ain't no vice president. Nigga, we just rap. And he said, Beans had a problem with that. He said, I go to Baseline. Beans like, let me holler at you. He said, Beans took him outside. He said, nigga, they looking at me crazy. Like, I don't love my stuff. He's Cam was like, you understand, B? He said, it's no, he said, I have no, he said, I had no, I ain't trying to start no business with you, but you don't clear niggas' videos, B. He said, so after he said, he was like, yo, I understand that. I'm not trying to look like no sucker in front of the homies. And so Cam was like, oh, we cool, we cool.
Yeah, I ain't trying to have no beef with no Beanie Siegel, especially that Beanie Siegel.
Now, the Beanie Siegel story about this nigga Kanye almost getting robbed downtown New York.
Eat your fucking food, nigga.
He almost got robbed. He called Dame, and Beanie Siegel pulled up. He said that like, eat your food, Kanye. Eat your food, nigga. And that dude with the gun on him.
He said that he was in, it wasn't New York, it was in L.A.,
LA, yeah, that's
what I'm gonna rob him out here. You can't be single pulled up. Eat your fucking food, yay. All right, G, I guess I'm good, G.
All right. I can listen to Rockefeller stories all day. He said when they were beefing with 50, he said, the thing with 50 was, he said, 50, I had to call in Koch garbage. And I'm like, nigga, I'm making money with Koch. So that's the whole problem I had with him. He said, outside of that, he said, a lot of the beef we had was stupid. Man, you know,
it's gonna be a hot summer, B.
Just get a shot of my pool. I got my pool in the back. But it's only Cam's part's funny, but you know Nori, after a while, Nori just gets annoying.
Cause he get too drunk, bro.
Baby, yeah, he do. He get way too drunk. And but you know, he got Drake's gonna be on Drink Champs.
For real?
Yeah, Drake's gonna be on Drink Champs coming up.
Watching every inch of that episode.
Of course, you know you are.
Inch of the Drake episode.
I can't wait till Nori start asking him about the chicks on there because I know he. So you stuff with DJ Drama's girl. Let's get into it. Salute, salute, salute. Let's give a round of applause for Drizzy. Let's give a round of applause for Drizzy Drake. That's all Nori do. Salute. See, when he had Lamar Odom, I was like, Lamar Odom should not be on Drink Champs.
Yeah, Lamar Odom should not be on Drink Champs. That's like a bad idea.
He's like, you can have another shot. We good? We good? Okay, salute. Salute. Lamar Odom, ladies and gentlemen. Lamar Odom.
24 hours sober champs.
They were giving Lamar Odom shots.
Yeah, on Drink Champs, bro. But see, look, Lamar Odom, every interview he does, and
did he struggle with alcoholism,
or was the crack coming to play? We about to light a candle.
Oh no, this is last year. This is like a last year. Come on, G, relax. This is like last year. What I was gonna say.
What does he struggle with though? What is it?
Drugs and alcohol. Everything. Drugs, alcohol, strippers, everything.
Strippers, nigga. No,
maybe
no.
He passed out in a what was that?
In a brothel.
Yeah.
No.
He was at the bunny. What's it called? The bunny ranch. He was at the
bunny ranch in Vegas
with coke, whores, and fucking.
Why you say
whores? Viagra pill?
Why the fuck did you say whores, dog? The funniest of my older story is the fact that this nigga was supposed to go number one in '99, but I think he told the Bulls, "I smoke weed."
Yeah, he blatantly was
He blatantly told him, "I smoke weed, I do drugs," and that's the only reason why he didn't go number one. He was supposed to go number one, but he was like, "I smoke weed."
That's how bad the Bulls were.
Who's playing?
I do drugs.
Who's playing drums in the background? Somebody is banging on a drum in the background.
Oh no, Chris ain't washing dishes. Hold up.
Oh, I was like, somebody playing the bongos.
Ali boom my ass.
That's on an episode of Chappelle's Show. He was like, when white people lights go off, they panic.
Oh, Sergio, but the Lakers are big as fuck.
When the black people lights go off, they plan it. Bro, we're not gonna talk about the Lakers when we start getting to a 40-minute tirade.
I was just gonna say they tall as fuck. They just big as hell. These niggas are huge.
But yeah, if y'all get a chance, watch that, bro. I'm looking forward to that Drink Champs. I want to see what Drake gonna say because DJ Drama was kind of salty on there when he was like, "So Drake slept with your girl."
Drake slept with his girl. Like,
yeah, remember I had Drama girl now, not right now. He's talking about that's a double entendre.
Nigga, come on, what you own, G? Yeah. I had Drama last year, girl, not right
now.
What you own, G?
And Drama, that's how the whole Meek thing started. Drama, because Drake took his girl, sent the references to me.
That's also kind of pussy.
Ain't no kind of.
You
got
to like talk that up to the game, G. Like, you got to talk that up to the game, bro.
Yeah.
Take that L, G.
Yeah. If she gonna, what?
Drama light skin. That's what y'all do.
Y'all. Who's y'all? Ain't me. I'm gonna end this nigga career.
I said, hold up. Y'all not about to disrespect me.
Yeah, because yeah, I'm with a girl.
Bet I'm finna fucking.
I'm finna ruin your career. Okay, so now you learn Goofy, and she's still not coming back. So what do you gain from that? And, you gain nothing.
He's still thriving, and when the last time anybody listened to anything DJ Drama did?
Nothing. Somebody, I can hear Kevin Harlan in the background. No, Damien.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Damien.
Shocking.
Pav is done.
Fuck up, Joe.
Pav has podcast etiquette over here. No, I was laughing, Pav. You did some podcast the other day, and everybody was so excited. I think it was what you did with Ashley and the whole board. And it was like, Pav, how you doing? He's like, what's up? It was like so much excitement coming from Abby.
First of all, I didn't even want to be there. The only reason I did it was because they was like, yo, if you don't come on, we don't have enough guests. So I'm like, all right, I'm not about to like ruin the whole show. So I just like hopped on, but I didn't feel like being on the show.
No, I can tell. It was very obvious. It was very, very obvious. While Ashley was going on New York. New York rent, and you were sitting there like, yeah, that shit was funny. But let's talk about Flo's McVay, the picture that lit up the internet when we went to the game last week.
How many plays did you call?
First off, I didn't call any plays. That was
you should have.
My little cousin Peyton coaches for my old high school coach now.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's really dope.
That's a real cool shit to even start off with.
And it's funny because 26.
Yeah, and it's funny because he's such an old school style coach. Like the kid's like, I'm gonna do better, Coach Pete. He's like, motherfucker, you better do better. I'm like, okay.
Motherfucker, you better.
And he was you just better like, catch that fucking touchdown.
Well, the nigga was just so angry. It's just hilarious to see that. But
remember that fair catch? Move away.
So, you know, if typically, at least in high school football, when the ball, if you're doing a punt and the ball drops and there's plenty of opponents around, you move. And you yell fire. And you yell fire, that means get away from the football. NFL today, you're still supposed to do that. But people like freaking Tyreek Hill, Tariq Cohen, them niggas will wait to a drop, try to catch it on the bounce and get past people. You know, get a little advantage on them. But Peyton was yelling fire on the sideline. He's like, fire, fire. And one of them stayed close, it almost hit him. And remember, Peyton's not the head coach, he's the defensive coordinator. So Peyton was like, I told you, get away from the ball. And the head coach goes to Peyton and said, hey, it's okay, Coach P. It hit his leg. And Peyton was like, no, shut up. You focus on the offense. I'm like, Peyton's not the head coach. He's gonna tell Peyton, the head coach, shut up.
Peyton pulled a dicker. No, he pulled a Buddy Ryan.
He pulled a Buddy. That's exactly what it is. But the thing is the head coach.
About to yoke that nigga up.
The head coach is 23, so. I know Peyton thinking like, nigga, I'm not listening to you. You're a child compared to me. But when it came to calling the plays, I knew what the opponent was running because it's high school football.
Yeah, because I feel like I was watching the game with John Gruden. This nigga was like, look at this. They blowing it up. Every play.
There was this. So Peyton knew what was going on. And Peyton went to the sideline at halftime. He said, so what do you see? I'm like,
No, the funny part, remember he said when he was coming to the field and he was like, come here. And remember Sandy, his mom was talking, he was talking. He's like, no, I ain't talking to you.
He's like, talking to our cousin. He's like, I ain't talking to you.
And he pointed at Joe, and Joe's like, all right, so this is what you're gonna do.
He came over there and he was so serious. He's like, what do you see? And I was like, first of all, the opponent, every time there's a passing play, the right guard's in the 2-point stance. NFL, typically you switch it up. Sometimes in the 2-point, sometimes in the 3. They're not going to, you know, let you know what they're doing. I was like, he's definitely up whenever it's a passing play. I was like, they have 2 plays, a dive and a freaking fade. That's the only thing they're doing. I was like, put people in the box. And I was like, and send the entire team. But then their best player, just first of all, way too big to be only in sophomore, which makes me think their varsity niggas got to be huge. He was 6'2", a solid 200 pounds. For a sophomore, that's insane. He got injured. I'm like, yeah, they're cooked. You lost your best player. In high school, nigga, one player can do everything.
It's all right. Somebody get hurt. You know what I'm saying? High school.
But when you get injured in high school like that, nah, you're cooked. And so once he got injured, it was over. But that in that sequence, that picture, I was just saying, you know, it's high school. In that moment, man, I had that itch. I'm like, I need to be.
Now, ain't the whole game.
The whole game, you had the itch.
I believe it, dog. I believe it because, like, I be out there watching, like, even if I watch high school basketball, I'll be like, nigga, do this. Like, the fuck is you doing?
Dude, high school basketball is terrible. Oh, my God, it's terrible.
To watch. You be so ready to be like, move, nigga, get out the way.
First of all,
let me do this.
First of all, everybody wants to shoot threes. Gee, y'all can't shoot, bro. Stop.
Everybody want to be Steph, bro.
You can't shoot.
Everybody want to be Steph, and it's sad.
Steph ruined the game, bro. At first, I ain't agree with that, but he ain't ruined the game, man. But
Steph 100% ruined the game.
He ruined it.
He 100%
ruined. I say this. I think this is more in line with what Pappy would agree. He ruined what I liked about basketball.
Yes.
Not necessarily the game, because a lot of people enjoy this type of basketball.
Here's a wild stat to go off that Steph Curry thing. And this Pappy, this kind of what we talked about on Hoops and Brews yesterday, how Steph started the three-point thing. The 2016 Warriors averaged 13.2 threes per game. The Clippers this year averaged 14.5 threes. So that just tells you how the game has changed just in 5 years, where people are shooting at an even higher clip than the 2016 Warriors were.
And you see how, like, everyone wants to shoot threes, and that goes back to, like, I know y'all ain't going Greek, but, Pav, that's probably why women's basketball, like, I could watch that more.
Because they shoot threes?
They not on that shit yet.
But no, I think women should shoot more threes.
If you really enjoy basketball, they don't do it like that.
They don't, but I think
the cutting and, like, actually running plays and, like, doing shit like that.
They have to run offense.
I will actually give you that.
The women's game.
They need to do one thing, though. One thing.
Lower the rims. No. The women's game.
I just want to see them dunk, bro. That's all.
The women's game.
You don't.
Because you're going to slander when they dunk. No, I dunk was off.
Of course I am. But that's not the point.
Besides the point.
But, yeah, no, they have to run offense because they aren't as obviously, like, if you 6'6", if you like Zach LaVine, bro, fuck me to play for G. Like, just jump over people.
Give me the ball. I'm across the nigga up and take off from the dotted line.
Women's basketball, the athleticism is like a little bit more leveled out between everybody, so you actually have to run offense. But what annoys me with the WNBA is that, like, centers don't shoot. G, y'all should be shooting the most threes. It's probably an easier shot for you. If you 6'6".
You know what's happened? That's why, remember the Mystics, 2 years ago? That's why
everybody.
We fuck with the Mystics so good, because they ran like an NBA offense. Like, they centers was pulling up. Everyone could shoot. Yeah. They was cutting, getting layups. Like, they was doing everything. And it took the league over. Like, nigga, they was blowing teams out by, like, 30, 40
every game. Oh, they were cooking people. I think they won. They was scoring like hundreds. They was like getting like the hundreds, which is crazy for a 40-minute basketball game. That's also when, like, people look at the scores in the W, they don't know they play 40 minutes. It's not 40. It's like, so people are like, how the fuck y'all only score 80 points? Geez, they play 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Y'all can always tell how deep I am.
It's evolving.
Yes.
Because I seen like three girls, at least today. I didn't see three girls on Instagram dunking, like lightweight dunking, like easy. Just
it'll come.
Two steps banging. So it'll coming.
Come by 2027, they'll be dunking.
That's not that far away.
Yeah.
I get 2030. But then again, I think you showed me the video of that one girl who was freaking dunking like superbly.
The 19-year-old, right.
Yeah, she was dunking crazy. I get 2030.
I say 2027. That gives it a whole nother two high school class. Well, a whole nother, like, if you 14 right now, you'll be. So I'll give it 2027. But yeah. But we ain't gotta continue talking about basketball. I know y'all damn near checked out.
When I'm looking at my phone, we know what's being talked about.
Checked out.
Can we talk about the scandal that happened on Twitter this week? Oh, I don't know if y'all got all the details.
Because
I don't 100%. I just know that somebody got catfished in the year of our Lord 2021. I'm trying to figure out how that happened.
There's like a full-on, it's like hard to explain because there's so many
layers. Yeah, I don't understand all that.
But basically, there's this Lakers account, this lady who was like was not even a human being. But basically, they think the dude who had the podcast created a whole other person to podcast with. Like,
so he was talking to himself?
Pulled a man's tail,
basically, And like on like, but no, like this nigga had like a modulated voice on the podcast.
Yeah,
he had like a modulated voice literally on
nigga
the podcast.
Said he sounded like a robot.
The funniest part of the whole thing is, it's like if you go through Shorty pictures, there is
they're all photoshopped to hell.
She photoshopped her hooping overseas, G. That is one of the most
Really?
Yes, G.
No, but somebody said bro. With all the photoshops that Laker Twitter used to do, y'all couldn't point this out.
Right, them photoshops look bad.
Bruh, it didn't look like a real person, G. Like, huh? And then one dude tweeted, another dude who was allegedly dating her was like, oh my gosh, she's so bad, bro. Patience pays off, LOL.
He wasn't dating her. He was trying to have intercourse with this person. And
So he's the one who got catfished.
Yeah, he got catfished. The white boy? No, he was black.
No, this is black dude.
Black dude. Oh. That shit was so funny because he was talking to KD about it.
Yeah, KD was like, hold on, what?
KD was like, hold on, G. So you try to link with a bot? I was like, gee.
First of all, I love the fact that KD is an internet nigga like us. It brings me complete joy to know that he's doing this. Like he's doing this while Kyrie is putting sage around the practice facility.
While Kyrie is picking out his bush.
While Kyrie is talking about the George Floyd trial, this nigga is in Twitter Spaces with us. Talking about y'all niggas get catfish.
Like Kyrie googling up a red, black, and green pick.
Oh my god. Gee, your ass said to get the playoff, go have a game on Juneteenth and Kyrie go.
Yeah, that shit was ridiculous.
Kyrie gonna sit out. Y'all laughing till he sit out. That's gonna be a playoff game.
That nigga Kyrie gonna be at a barbecue.
It's gonna be breaking news from Shams. Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving will miss game 3 of the Eastern Conference semifinals due to personal reasons.
Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving is eating a slab of ribs right now.
And that is not, you don't see him IG live tomorrow. We've got to do better as a people. Yes, we're in a basketball series, but we're in a series against a white man.
On his IG story. He does that on IG?
Yeah, there's one where at the beginning of the season, he would get on IG story with Kevin KD, and he's trying to be all deep, and KD trying to talk about different ways they can play.
That nigga was sitting Indian style
on IG.
That nigga had hella sage and incense blowing. KD was like, nigga, what the fuck is this? And we talking about a pick and roll.
I guarantee you, KD got Harden on the team just to have a nigga to talk to. I guarantee you. Yeah, he got. So this nigga gonna tell him, you listen to, did you read Machiavelli last night?
Did you read that? No.
Right.
This nigga was asking KD for post-ups.
He said, I need 20 post-ups a game.
KD was like,
KD said, no, nigga. You get 9.
I 100% believe he brought Harden just to do that, G. I guarantee you. But yeah,
can't kick it with this nigga all year.
Right, exactly. But so they like the Twitter spaces, and this nigga KD, like, so hold up. He said he was dating a bot. and he said, explain yourself, dog. When you got a 2-time finals MVP telling you to explain yourself, G. Like, come on, G. It was a dark time, bro. I don't know if anybody remembers the OG, but see, before I get to that, but I want to know how you get catfish in 2021. Like, if you're dating anybody, right? Especially if it's like, especially during quarantine from last year. The first thing you would do is hop on a video chat. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not understanding how that wasn't one of the first two things you was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As nobody.
Like I'll have the last laugh. I'm like, nigga, make a video. You're done in 5 minutes.
Yeah, make a video, upload it on Twitter. There you go. Conversation over, bro. Like that just didn't make any sense to me. Like that's the first thing you do. Huh?
That's how I knew it was a straight up catfish. She wasn't even willing to go on there. Yeah.
And so that
I just seen those pictures. Like there was one picture where she was at the Laker game.
Yeah, it looks
like that shit is terrible.
Bro, like they cut her neck off a picture and just like taped it on there, bro. It was just like, I was like, huh? That's y'all believe
like
this?
That's like my first Photoshop. Like, right. If I wanted to try it for the first time, that would be my Photoshop.
It was exactly what it looked like. I was just like, what? I'm waiting till Fab get back before I tell the OG Twitter story. I don't know if people remember the first catfish story, the original catfish story that happened like 10 years ago.
I think I remember it, but I'm going to wait till you start talking about it.
It was like 10 years ago. If you were, yeah, if I think you might know about it.
The girl that had cancer or whatever?
Yes. What was her name? Mecca?
Yes.
And the unorthodox nigga?
Yes.
Right. Bro, he blocked that unorthodox lame nigga. He blocked all of our pages. Every one.
Yeah, I've never heard from him, but I know exactly what you're talking about, Scott.
Yeah.
Unorthodox. And like it was like four or five niggas that was like giving her money and like, oh yeah,
too many. They was like, no, the worst, but they were sending this person hammer picks, Like niggas was out here wilding. Yeah. And I just remember like, huh? And this is like
they
doing
thought
the
she was
the
one. They thought she was the one.
Yeah, this is doing like the catfish shit. But even then, I give you more fast than today because FaceTime wasn't on everybody's phone yet. It's like 2011. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody didn't have Skype. You know what I'm saying? Pav, do you remember the OG catfish story from like 10 years ago? That Mecca chick? Here. She had cancer and the unorthodox nigga, the white nigga?
You remember this?
That? It's like 2011, bro.
This happened on Twitter?
Yeah, it's happened on Twitter. It's like 10 years ago. It was like this chick. And it was a real person. Like, the pictures were like from an actual model. Like, she was bad. But she was going out with some random 40-looking dude. And he was talking about, like, she had cancer. Like, niggas on the TL was sending her money. They were sending her hammer picks, all that, G. And I forgot how it came out, but they found out it was catfish, G. And everybody was riding this nigga for, like... This is back in Twitter days where it was, you know, it was wild a Royal Rumble. It was a wild, wild west. All jokes fly. You know what I'm saying? Now you tell a couple jokes and niggas want to... I think it's weird that we're laughing at people who clearly have mental issues. Let's talk about mental health in the community. Like, now, that was back when, you know, niggas could get it popping at 9 a.m. in the morning and it didn't matter.
I don't remember that story, but it sounds like something that would have happened in 2011.
Yeah, that was the OG Twitter catfish story. But like I was saying, if we got on, I want to know how do, if 2021, how are you not FaceTime with somebody you're talking to? So how did it even get to that point?
I think they were I think they were just always like texting.
Okay, but if you texting somebody and y'all got something going on, well, FaceTime is the next logical step.
I mean, yeah, but you got to think like she could just always have an excuse for why she don't want to FaceTime.
And what is that screen? Catfish.
Catfish.
So that should be okay. This person is not real.
He fell in love with the vibes, man.
It should never get to that.
You know, people be lonely, bro.
It should never get to that. You haven't even seen this person's face, bro.
You can do a lot off words, man.
Not that one. You got to see the person, bro.
People be lonely,
because it's like you talking to an Abby.
People be lonely, bro.
You fall in love with Abby's, bro. That's what's going on. That's
people
what's hot
be lonely,
in the streets,
bro. People be lonely out here, bro.
I don't get it, dog. I really, honestly do not get it, man. I'm trying. Yeah, I remember the show, like the actual.
The catfish show was fire, by the way.
There was a point in time where it was like Catfish, Jersey Shore, where niggas was filling up my Thursday, bro. When niggas will be live tweeting that.
Catfish,
what,
Jersey
MTV?
Shore?
Yeah, like Jersey Shore and Catfish.
Was Bobby Snooki got knocked the fuck out?
Yeah. That nigga.
They don't even show that shit no more.
No.
Blank that shit out.
Who was the problematic couple? Sammy and Ronnie.
Sammy and Ronnie.
Oh, yeah, Ronnie got arrested today for domestic violence in LA.
I believe it.
I saw it on TMZ.
Wow,
that nigga was ready to beat the shit out of Sammy. Like,
was it Ronnie and DJ?
Was Paulie D.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Paulie D signed the G Unit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, he was a big DJ in Vegas for a while.
Yeah, he worked at he still works at the Palms. He got a job.
Yeah,
at the
he's
Palms.
Still doing it. Yeah, he's still getting it in then.
Paulie D is good. Paulie D, Vinny, those two are still good.
The situation didn't they go to jail for rape or something?
The situation went to jail for tax evasion.
Tax evasion, that's what it was. Tax evasion.
Ronnie was the wild one. Like Ronnie was beefing with all his girls.
Which makes sense that he got arrested. So that domestic violence makes all the sense in the world.
Had to yoke him up.
You said what?
Had to yoke him up.
Oh, I thought you said something else. But yeah, man, that was like the good period of MTV television. Now it's like none of these reality shows are like reality.
He had to run in this. Yes. Now all they do is just run ridiculous. And like, so I work night shift. So MTV, the regular MTV, just runs ridiculous. MTV 2 runs Martin and Cheaters all night.
Cheaters comes on MTV 2 now?
Which I'm fine with. Like, I'll watch Cheaters all day.
Oh, you said Cheaters or Cheers?
They play Martin and then they play Cheaters.
Cheaters, okay. Cheaters. So is this like okay, so not Peter Gunn's Cheaters.
Not Peter Gunn's Cheaters. It's the old Cheaters with the nigga that got stabbed, Cheaters.
He got stabbed?
Yeah, he got stabbed, bro.
He got on the stabbed show? Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On he the got boat. Stabbed on the show?
On the boat.
I ain't seen that episode.
Hey, look, they went to go meet up with a cheater on the boat and they pulled up. Look, they pulled up on the nigga boat, like, oh yeah, you was cheating with Whoopty Whoop. And the nigga pulled out a knife and stabbed that nigga and pushed him off the boat. Like, nah.
Come on, bro.
That shit,
I didn't see that one. I didn't see one where like they pulled up and the nigga had a cattle prod and the nigga shocked the shit out of one of the security guards. Like, now get the fuck out of here.
She didn't like, say cheater stabbed on boat. Hold on.
Watch, look it up.
He's looking at that now. Like, why are you stabbing me? With the fat. It was like that on Chappelle's show.
Told you him back up off the boat.
My dad.
Damn, he really stabbed, bro.
What happened? What is this?
He really stabbed, bro. He threw him overboard.
That nigga tried to throw him off the boat.
He did throw him overboard.
What is this?
Cheaters.
On overboard. She got him on the floor.
Man, there's been so much stuff happening on Cheaters, bro.
He told him get off the boat.
I gotta watch the Peter Gunn episodes, man.
Peter did the funniest show ever.
He said she put the nightie on.
Fucking floor, G.
She put the nightie on.
he deserved to get slapped, though.
I posted the one where the nigga
Peter Gunn slapped him, though.
I know, but he deserved to have a nigga press him, though, even though he punked the nigga, so.
I posted the one on. Tab when the nigga, like, this nigga pulled up. His girl was fucking a nigga in his car, so they got out.
He got slumped.
Yeah, you saw that one. The Mexican nigga
got slumped.
Nigga got knocked clean out by a nigga that was fucking his chick.
I think I've seen that before.
Then the nigga was sleeping on the ground and they said, "Big time, boy, big time." Nigga laid out sleeping like, ugh. His girl picked him up and said, "I can't believe you got knocked out getting a car."
Gee, so okay, look, you think you can come back from getting knocked out in front of your girl?
No.
So okay.
I feel like it depends on what the situation was.
Okay, so
The situation is you caught your girl fucking a dude.
Let me tell Pat
the situation. The dude caught his girl fucking a nigga in the car that he bought her. The dude that was fucking his girl comes out the car, knocks you out, flexes on you while you sleep, and walks off.
Now, in that situation, it's over with. Completely done with.
It's murder.
You should just remove yourself from that whole thing completely. Like, just disappear.
Here's another one. But what if you out with your girl, whatever, y'all just kicking it, and niggas being wild disrespectful to the point you gotta like
flex
check this nigga.
I used to think I'd fight on that. I'm not fighting no more, bro.
No, I'm talking about it's wild disrespectful to the point which you gotta like say something, bro.
We leaving. I'm not doing it.
Okay, facts. All right,
bro, niggas be getting shot.
Niggas do be getting shot.
Now, if I got the Thule on me, that's a different story.
So what's the I'm with y'all, by the way. I'm with y'all 100%. I will talk out any sense. All right, my brother, I'm mad you feel that way. But you know, we adults here.
Niggas do be getting shot now. Niggas, you know what I'm saying? Niggas around shoot you.
Bro, there was like I don't know how many mass shootings since coronavirus freaking started.
Oh, it's a true white boy summer. They back to their usual. True white boy summer.
Mass shooting. But also I realize a mass shooting don't necessarily mean like 15 niggas. I think if it's more than 3 people that get shot, it's a mass shooting, technically.
I don't know that might be true. I have no idea.
I think 3 is when it becomes a mass shooting. So like even remember it was like a couple years ago in Chicago, like 75th and Essex, when like niggas came through and like sprayed the whole block up.
Nigga, that's like what, every day over there?
No, nigga, we was living in Chicago at that point in time, I think.
What the guy do what through, I just said?
You right. They came through and sprayed up. You're right. They came through and sprayed up like 8 niggas. That's technically a mass shooting.
Okay. They don't call that a mass shooting. They just call that niggas getting shot.
No, they call that shit that shit registered as a mass
shooting. No, I'm talking about because the block it happened, because it's niggas. Fair. That's what that is. Fair. But so there's like, stay away from women who want you to fight.
Stay away from women who will push you in those situations.
To some begin women with,
will push
right.
you in those situations. Like, bro, what you own?
Yeah.
Why you?
Exactly.
Like, why are we adults and you doing things? Now, obviously, some things you can't control, but why are we adults and you doing things to cause violence? You're like, what you doing, bro? Stop.
Right. Exactly. I agree.
Like, I'm not trying to wife no girl where I can be out and niggas gonna walk up on me and wanna fight me. I'm too old for that shit.
Way too old, bro.
I'm definitely old, though.
I never want to be in a situation where I'm sitting here having drinks and then like 5 niggas walk
up. You having a good time. You catching the vibe. You know what I'm saying? You enjoying the time out with your
girl. Niggas walk up like, nigga, what's up?
And your girl wants you to engage in an old fashioned brouhaha. Like, you got time for it.
I'm gonna be like honestly, if that shit happened, I'm like, bro, the fuck. You can have this.
Like Pam said, what you own?
Right, like, you can have all of this.
You was just enjoying your brunch food, and now you want me to, defend your honor.
I mean pancakes, and these niggas want to square up. Like, no,
I fought a nigga in Portillo's with, what you call it? Remember Brittany, Jonathan?
Yeah.
I fought a nigga in Portillo's.
Why did you fight a nigga in Portillo's?
You fought somebody in Portillo's.
What happened at Portillo's? Wait, hold on.
So okay, all right, that's a good question. So you niggas, what you doing if a man does
I already did.
No, I'm not talking about you.
Wait. Hold on.
Describe the situation. We're not going to let
Let's get back to the story. So you niggas is in Portillo's getting you a fucking Italian beef, and a nigga just walk up and just slap on the ass for no reason.
He was like, what's the word? Catcalling her for a while.
Okay.
And I had ignored it. We were sitting down like in actual booths and he was in the tables. It must have been like 3 other niggas with him. And they were just like catcalling her. And I was going to go get the food. And she was like, that's fine. I'll pick it up. And sure enough, she walked past, slapped on the ass. I got up and, man, that's one of the greatest punches I ever threw in my life. I threw that punch with precision, with passion, and I dropped him, bro. Like with a clean, but I did not like. It's not like I went up there and said let's fight. No. I snuck him. It was several of them. You think I'm like I'm gonna fight fair? I ran up, slumped them in the seat, and then when the niggas so freaking out,
to the store for nothing.
Look at this nigga, Damien. Nigga, your mic's on.
I'm just playing, Damien. Damn, what's up with you? Why are you
only
your
pillows
today?
Oh, we picking all this up. Oh, you might want to put that on mute, brother.
Like, I'm going to Arizona.
Yo, what's Chappelle doing?
Oh, these niggas arguing.
Keep it rolling.
Whatever you do, keep that motherfucking camera rolling, baby.
Told you this for like 2 weeks. Ago. So.
I'm not forgetting
it. So you. No, but like I told you what we was gonna do.
Okay, I forgot.
Mm-hmm. We can still hear.
In a world where I can still hear the argument.
That nigga said, okay.
That's okay. How you know. Like, okay. I'm not trying to deal with that.
Oh, keep it peaceful. God, dog. I'm crying.
Don't delete that.
You gotta let it go.
What'd you say? I wasn't deleting that. I did remember Chappelle. Keep it rolling. Nigga said, you go to Chicago and you see a Javi Baez jersey every 5 seconds. You know you're a little village.
Hilarious.
I'm super cute.
Oh my God.
So a girl, if your girl gets smacked on the butt, though.
I mean, you gotta go to war then.
You gotta go to war.
You gotta finish my story.
Okay, go ahead. Finish. Go ahead.
As I was saying, nigga, I slumped the nigga in the seat. The rest of them got up. And what's the suburb? You know that Portillo's by the movie theater? Crestwood.
Crestwood
police walked in and I was like, nope.
Yo, remember we was at, I don't know if Pat was, when we was at Portillo's when they got
Bin Laden.
Yeah. When they killed Osama.
Yeah, when they got Bin Laden, we was at Portillo's, nigga.
It's a very funny story, but yes, I do remember that.
Niggas like, they got him. They got him.
I felt hella American that day, bro.
The white people in there was like, they got him. They got
him. Who was all that?
That's my president, Barack.
Hey, niggas had a full ass stand ovation when they killed Obama. Or
Osama. Oh, whoa, whoa, brother. Whoa. Secret Service, please. Leave us be.
Bro, one continent fucked it all up.
But nah, like, niggas was outside celebrating when they
Yeah, you felt American.
Niggas is on Twitter like, you celebrating a man's death? Yes! Yes, I am!
Oh, niggas would have been calling him a war criminal today. We don't know Osama has family.
They already did that. They already said he's still a human being. I'm like, nigga, he's responsible for thousands of deaths. The U.S. is too. I'm like, well, nigga, they both bad.
Like, that nigga
they can't be both bad.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I really hate when Twitter tries to, like, gatekeep black happiness. Like, after that George Floyd verdict, he's like, don't celebrate this. This is just, this is our first win in a blowout. We can't celebrate. This isn't justice. I was like, niggas is just trying to get their pack jokes up.
I'm celebrating. Shut up.
Niggas just trying to get their pack jokes up. Shut up.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not that big of a deal, bro.
Bro.
Like, let me
human beings will remain terrible for their entire duration, which is probably at best 500 years or less. Nigga, racism ain't gonna change since then. They're gonna consistently have a lead. I'm not gonna waste my life, you know, saying we being angry all day. But somebody said to be black in America is to be constantly in a state of rage. I'm like, boot ass, nigga. No, it ain't.
I'm chilling.
So I move appropriately. I'm not finna be angry all day, nigga.
I seen a nigga tweet, I don't know how to move forward this day. I'm just sitting there shaking. I'm like, nigga, I watch Batman animation. Nigga,
I got a bag of shrimp
from Lawrence's, nigga. I'm chilling, bro. Y'all over there talking about, I don't feel it right in my chest.
Like, nigga, I got my dub for the day. I'm good.
Niggas just be trying to sound poetic on Twitter, G.
Niggas be trying to be revolutionary.
Bro, that'd be the worst.
Poetic,
yeah.
That'd be the worst. Them niggas, like, every post, some nigga want to come up under it and say the most, like, they try to be the deepest nigga in the world. It's like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Hey, bro, like, for real. Like, just, I missed when Twitter was just disrespectful, bro. And I could say what I wanted. Not because I want to, like, say a slur or something like that, but just so I could not have to live with the fact that whenever something serious happens, niggas have to go, oh my goodness, you know, we need to reflect. But I'm like, shut up, nigga.
I'll see a post and someone under it would be like, oh, I can't believe that you're thinking like this. Like, why? I'm like, nigga, the bitch, the fuck are you talking about? Like, let me get this dub.
Gee, Scott, like,
you know what I'm going back. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
but he do that shit every time.
Oh,
think.
I know who you're talking about.
No, okay, say what you're saying.
I know who you're talking about.
No.
He do be doing the most.
But everything.
Yeah, you're like, nigga. Yes, he
oh my God.
Joe still got the funniest. Justin got the funniest quote in the group chat.
If his name is from bro.
I'd be looking at, like, nigga,
shut the fuck up, nigga.
Relax.
I'm heartbroken and crushed, nigga.
Nigga, somebody was like, somebody compared black men to black primps.
That nigga be going to the furthest level. Like, my ancestors done dealt with this, and you wanna celebrate this? We still have a place to go. I'm like, nigga, shut up.
I'm tired of hiding my blackness in workplaces.
Then don't.
Then don't do it. Why was you doing it to begin with?
Don't do it. Like, I put on my white voice. Why, bro? I'm not about to change my whole vernacular of how I speak, G. Like, no. Now I'm not going to be out here using all type of terrible English, but I'm going to still talk like myself, bro. I'm not about to be.
What do they call the way black folks talk? African American vernacular English. I want to say, shut up, nigga.
I talk like me, nigga.
I talk like myself, dog.
Yeah. I don't do the hand on the backhand side. I don't do none of that, dog. Right. Nobody do all that,
G. Nigga with common sense ain't doing that shit at work. Like, I'm sorry, niggas.
I'm tired of making white people feel comfortable. Like, nigga, huh? What are you talking about, bro?
I'm gonna be a nigga, but.
Gee, it'd be funny. Like, somebody was like, black men are just like white supremacists.
Yeah, they said black men are the white men of black people.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one, Joe.
That's how I knew I couldn't take Twitter serious. I'm like, okay, we're the oppressor, like the tier one.
Y'all don't know how it feels to be scared of black men and the cops. I was like, huh? They come to shoot us. What are we talking about? I'm the first one to get drug out.
Like, come on, dog. I hate when those conversations happen. It's like, yo,
and it happens all day. G, like, I be having a long
wedge. It's like, why do we have to drive a wedge between black men?
Yeah, we need to be.
And it goes so left, Pap. It goes so left to where you're like,
so left, bro.
I'm not dealing with this shit. Like, we're some ignorant shit on Twitter because I can't deal with this dumb shit right now.
I don't ever.
And that's when I log off. That's when I log off, and
I never read my timeline. I just tweet and look at my mentions.
Pep, you nigga, like when I tweet and I log off, bro. Like I can't look at that all day. It's way too much. I was like scrolling, and I was like, yo, can they announce Trey Young's MRI results now, please? Like, so we can like talk about something else, bro. Like, y'all is like, it'd be 9 o'clock in the morning. You talking about men don't need this or. Or niggas be like, oh, well, if you treat your daughter too good, she gonna be a hoe. Like, nigga, huh? Eat some toast. That's 9:30 in the morning. What are we talking about here? It's ridiculous, though. I always want y'all to, like...
I'm trying to think about what they was talking about today. It was something about, like, if your girl makes more money than you, you gotta leave her.
Oh, that's on the Twitter wheel.
That's like, nigga, that's wheel. A jackpot.
You gotta leave her.
Like, ain't no way in hell my girl make more than me, I'm gonna leave her.
No, one topic was somebody said, why is chivalry really deal? They're like, because men aren't decent people. And once they find out that you're not gonna sleep with them, they start doing decent, don't do decent stuff for you. And if they do decent stuff for you, see how they treat a woman they're not getting anything from. I was like, what?
I got time for all this.
I felt like flex. What made you go with that verse?
Nah, that just be people tweeting their pain.
And I really don't believe it's multiple people. I really don't believe it's multiple people that these people be running to. I guarantee it's like one person.
They got hurt and never forgot.
Yeah, they got hurt and never forgot. And they just go on and on and on and on about that. I'm like, okay, bro, we get it. Men ain't the prize. Y'all don't need nothing. You can be 40 and then I got me. Like, we don't need all that, bro. I get what you're saying, but Joe, like, it's before Ferguson and it's after Ferguson. Twitter was a fun place to be on before Ferguson. And it's not even about, you know, saying problematic stuff or anything like that. It was just about place you come in and have fun. I don't have fun on Twitter. That's why I'll be on Instagram most of the time. Yeah. Looking at funny videos.
Twitter's
looking
not at fun.
Funny videos. Looking at funny videos and looking for Sweetie's Lex IG update.
Funny as fuck.
You definitely be on that.
Yeah, nigga, your ass be, nigga. You tweet a Sweetie picture every damn day, nigga.
Yeah, every day. I'm every day.
Diamante Sweetie. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, every day.
She might. Well, she I don't might, even she, know that bitch she, Twitter page like that.
She probably eat like a truck driver. What'd you say her farts probably smell like?
Her, it'll peel the paint off a Cadillac.
Do y'all think she really eats that, or that's just part of her gimmick?
I believe it. Cause she eat it on her page.
Yeah, but I don't want to believe she eat all of that, G. Like, is it Sweetie versus Science? Like Ocho versus Science?
She take a bite. That's enough.
Yeah. Did you see Snoop face? Nick, Snoop was so disgusting.
You picture yourself eating, what was it? A pizza with hot Cheetos on it?
Not only that, she had Papa John's pizza with hot Cheetos on it.
Real quick. I fucked with Papa John's. I'm sorry.
Papa John's is not bad for franchise pizza, but it's
see,
just
y'all
like,
fuck with Domino's. I don't. Fuck
I don't.
With
I don't. I don't bang with Domino's no more.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What you want now?
I'm back to Pizza Hut, bro.
Damn, I had Pizza Hut in hella long.
Yeah, I usually get. But I try not to eat pizza at all when I'm in LA. To be honest. That's why
you really got to let this vendetta with LA pizza go.
No,
it's
I'm not listening
bad.
To you and your. I'm not listening not to you and your
first food of all, opinions. First of all, Neapolitan style pizza is great. Number one.
No,
I love Neapolitan style pizza.
You have like Neapolitan style pizza is fine. It's more closer to actual Italian
pizza in LA.
LA doesn't do it good. Just because a nigga has a wood fire oven and puts some small pieces of mozzarella, don't make it good. They don't understand how to make tomato sauce whatsoever.
I'm not taking any food appearance from a nigga who said he just eats stale.
And wherever the farm's at, they ain't close enough to LA, nigga, because the cheese is trash, nigga.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I've heard that before.
Chicago close to Wisconsin, nigga. The cheese that come here, flame. You know what I'm saying? They probably using some skin mozzarella, nigga, not the full fat joint. It's just LA pizza is just bad, bro. And it's okay.
I like LA pizza, personally. Bro, I like LA food though.
Of course you do.
I think LA food is good.
Damien, you were on mute, brother. We cannot hear you.
Thank you. LA food is solid to me, especially the Mexican food. I don't care about.
Okay, the Mexican food is great. The Mexican food is awesome.
That's the only one I'm gonna stand on trial and be like defending.
I think California has the best Mexican food.
Chicago Mexican food got like I fuck with it. It's just like a different taste.
Yeah,
it is hella oily. It's hella oily. It's greasy.
Yeah, it is. It is. I like it, but I
like it.
California Mexican food, but LA food just ain't my thing. That's fine. And everybody, you go to hood, that don't count. Hoods in every city got good hood because it's not hard to make good hood food.
Right, like Scott, I could take you to somewhere out here and be like, "Oh, this shit fire," and you'd be like. Yeah. I'm not gonna have this shit all the time.
Right, exactly.
Like I'm gonna have it this one time that you bring me out here, but it's not no regular shit. And that makes.
I wanted to speaking of people getting beat up. Did y'all hear about the alleged Lori Lightfoot thing where her lover beat up in the crib?
No, I saw that. Yes. I didn't really go in.
Like last week, allegedly, she's with some white woman. Like, and she found her cheating, and she like beat up.
That is hilarious.
I just saw the memes of her. They said that she looked like a nigga from what show was it? She looked like a nigga from one show where she was trying to act like she's trying to get a loan.
Yeah, so we don't know that show.
Lil Rascal. They said she looked like she was a little kid from the Little Rascals
on,
trying to get a loan.
Come on, G. Little Rascal shit. Come on, bro.
Like she was sitting on Buckwheat's shoulders trying to get a loan.
G. Ridiculous, bro. Yo, damn, you going out the country soon, right?
Yeah, I'm going to Cabo in like 2 weeks.
Okay. Was this a special trip or y'all just to go?
No, my little cousin, she getting married.
Oh, okay. Marriage function.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Not me.
Let's give a round of applause for Black Love. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Just stop that. Because she's marrying some fucking goofy ass white boy. So let's bring it down. She married some white boy that used to be a Trumper. So
what's going on?
So here? Basically, I'm going so I can go to Cabo.
Right, to get a free trip out of it. Well, not free, but
yeah. Who used to be a trumper?
My cousin's husband. Like, I don't give a fuck about her inherit. Super white.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm just going for the trip.
How did this relationship start?
Yeah.
From what she told me, they worked together. And they worked together for like 5-6 years. And I'm assuming she was desperate. That's the only thing I could think of. But like I said, I'm looking at it like I'm going to Cabo. Like, I don't give a fuck what they doing. Like, me and Kristen about to party, get faded. And
you're like, I'm finna get these IG stories off. I don't know what y'all talking about.
I'm about to rod up.
Do me a favor, bro. Don't drink no cooks.
That was a wild statement. I heard that. That was a very wild
statement. You heard that? You heard
that? Oh, I didn't hear it. I know he's not going to
be. Very wild statement, but I respect it.
What do you say? You ain't going to run it back, are you? I could probably pretty much put two and two together what he said. But
you definitely could. To say condom and throw it out the window.
Oh, okay. I got you.
You got the answer.
Okay. I got you. A lot of action going on over there.
So
we about to just do that, have fun in Mexico. I never been to Cabo. I never really used my passport.
So I gotta get my passport this year. I'm finna be 33 this year. I need to get my passport.
Yeah, like
do it. It's like $200. Yeah. Make that shit happen.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Then we gotta get my... we can make them trips to Rosarito, hit all them little shits up.
Okay, that's fine.
Niggas is starting to zone out. I can see.
Yeah, as I said, we're gonna wrap this
up. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm making dinner reservations.
Look at this guy. Reservations. Pat, where you going to eat tonight, dog?
No, tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to this restaurant downtown. I'd never heard of it. I just like looked it up. They got Italian.
You still food. Here? No, you back in LA, right?
Yeah, I'm back in LA. I met this girl on Raya, so we going out tomorrow. She's like,
okay.
36. So,
well, I mean, what her age got to do with it?
I like older women every now and then.
She's vintage.
I mean, you in your 30s now too, bro. So,
whoa.
Not yet.
Nigga, it's next month. Nigga, you are in your 30s.
Nigga, I have 30 days left. I'm going to.
You are in your 30s.
You holding on to it every day.
You are in your 30s.
No, nigga, I am 29, nigga.
You are 30.
Remember,
I am 29.
You're already in your 30th year. You're about to start your
31st year. Yeah, exactly.
When you're born, you're in your first year of life. Your birthday just marks the celebration of it being one full year.
Okay.
Speak on it.
That's fair.
Where are you going?
Merchant.
So we're gonna wrap this up. Well, you 30, bro. We're gonna wrap this up. You know where to follow us, man. I'm not even gonna name the ads. Y'all know where to follow us at. We're gonna holler at y'all next week. Y'all have a good weekend, and we are out.